Good afternoon. Score predictions with week three college football plays for the entire weekend, running Thursday through early Sunday morning on the 19th. And we have nine plays total. The first game is going to be Virginia Tech visiting West Virginia. Looking for that game to be a close one. Virginia Tech will call a 26-24 victory. So taking Virginia Tech plus 3 points on the road at West Virginia. West Virginia is not quite the class of Virginia Tech. We expect that to be shown this Saturday. The next game is Minnesota visiting Colorado. Looking for Minnesota for a squeaker of 28-27 victory, taking Minnesota plus 3 points. Now there's a lean on the over in that, as you can see with the total. However, I don't feel as confident in that as to put money on it. Use a lean for whatever you want if it confirms or contrasts with your opinion on this game already. But Minnesota plus 3, looking for the help maybe of not being over and having a tight game decided by a field goal, looking for a victory or a push at worst. But I think it doesn't end by exactly 3, like I said. 28-27 is a solid play there. Now we have a premium game here, Purdue and Notre Dame. Notre Dame, a 7.5-point favorite. Taking Purdue plus the points. Purdue plus 7.5. Notre Dame probably the winner. Let's call it 30-28. But getting a full touchdown and a hook with Purdue is very good ROI in this game. Again, you play this game enough times in a computer, Purdue covers the spread. Now, you could say some overreaction to Notre Dame struggling, Purdue showing up fairly well. But quite frankly, Notre Dame isn't playing. The numbers don't show them playing at a super high level. And Notre Dame being an extremely public bet gets more money, gets more line, more string, so to speak, from the books. Because they know there's going to be money coming in at Notre Dame. So Purdue plus the points is the recommended play. Now Toledo is our next play. They're a 2-touchdown favorite. Now sneaking up to 14.5. I do recommend the 14, but don't pay a large premium to buy a 0.5 point. Do your shopping and get the 14. Or lay off of it. Now, I do expect this to be a 17-point game. Let's call it Toledo 38, Colorado State 21. Colorado State is stepping up in class, if you will, against Toledo, a very high-scoring team. 38's conservative. It could be, say, 42. And Colorado State's 21. That's probably really good estimate of what they could do. Maybe 2 touchdowns, 2 field goals for 20 points. But let's look at that 14 for Toledo minus 14. The next play is 2 picks, same game, Marshall and East Carolina. Taking Marshall minus 10 and the game under 58. Expected game total, Marshall 34, East Carolina 17. That's a solid under. And a solid cover with a touchdown to spare on the 10. And I would expect that line to move up as we go. I do not see it dropping under 10 with these two teams. It'll go up from here. That's why I wanted to get these picks in early. The next play is Air Force minus 7.5 over Utah State. Air Force 31, Utah State 17 is the predicted final score with almost a touchdown to go. We're giving up a hook there. So a touchdown victory loses this game. However, I don't think we're going to need that. Whether it's a missed extra point, whether it's 2 field goals versus a touchdown, or whether it's flat out Air Force winning by 14 to 17, 18 points. The 7.5 is insignificant. Well, let's be real. 7.5 is not insignificant, but it should not be in this game. The next play, Stanford visiting Vanderbilt. Stanford, a 12-point road favorite, and Stanford is the play. Predicted score 33 to 17, Stanford. However, there doesn't seem to be a lot of numbers that'll show it closing more than the 16 points. Vanderbilt 17 is the high end of their predicted score that could be 14 or 13 real easy. So 17 is the high end of their predicted score against Stanford, although they are at home. Stanford on the road. Their offense is coming together. Got them at 33, but it could easily be 37, 38. And I don't see them. Actually, my model will show a low of 27 for Stanford. 27, 17, if that was the case, would not quite cover the 12. But again, that's the high end for Vanderbilt. Giving up 12 points on the road is never ideal. And Vanderbilt being an SEC school, you would assume, how can we do that? Well, because Vanderbilt is a guaranteed win for the rest of the SEC. That's not a good football program, and it may never be one. Apologies to Vanderbilt graduates, but I think they already know that it's not a football school. It's got other attributes, and football is not one of them. The final play, so this will be the ninth. Actually, there's a bonus play on that, but nine plays. Fresno State visiting UCLA. UCLA 11-point favorite. I've got UCLA winning the game 40-24, taking UCLA minus 11. Again, 10 is more of a key number. 11 is kind of, I believe, the book saying, hey, please take Fresno State. Fresno State, of course, is then, if they don't cover that, the book's cleaning up on the Fresno State money. UCLA, of course, a little bit of a momentum play with some good showing here so far. But I don't think it's fake. I think UCLA's got a program going this year. Fresno State's always, in recent years, been a tough out. They've been able to play good, solid football. But on the road, again, stepping up in class to a Pac-10 team, Pac-12 team, they're not going to get it done. Again, 40-24 is projected. Don't be surprised if UCLA scores 47-49 against a weaker defense. That's not, that conference is not known for defense. Meanwhile, Fresno State, I've got them at 24. It could be as low as 17, but I think 24 is pretty solid. As a matter of fact, it could go up as much as 28. 40-28 is still a cover. But I think there's more of a chance of UCLA going above 40 than there is of Fresno State going above 24. The bonus play is the same game parlay action on Air Force and the under. Air Force to cover the 7.5 or 8 and the under 53.5. That's a plus 300 bonus pick. That would be the 10th play, if you want to call that an official play, and I'm marking it down as an official play. It'll go as a loss or a win. Obviously, a plus 300 win is a nice little comeback there. And that'll be a half unit play on that same game parlay. That's it for today's football, this weekend's football, I should say. Good luck with your action this weekend. Talk to you tomorrow with baseball.